Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to find out about a charge on my debit card that I don't know what it is.
All right, can I start by getting your zip code, please?
08050.
08050?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Catherine Zabrowski.
Okay, let's try it by your name. Can you spell your last name for me?
Zabrowski.
Roski or Fki?
S, as in Sam.
Okay. And you said it's Catherine?
Yes.
How much was the charge, ma'am?
$99.94.
Does it say something beside that charge? Because I don't have any charge. We don't charge that much. What does it say beside the charge?
Nothing. What is saved by day?
Okay, ma'am. I wouldn't know. We're a third-party call center that handles weight loss and gadgets. That's why I'm asking you, does it say, it says saved by day. Did you go online and place an order for a trial for anything?
No.
Not you haven't placed a trial last month or... A trial. You might have ordered skincare, keto, or something like that.
No. No.
And it couldn't be under a different first name like Michael or Michelle?
No.
And your last name is Zabrowski?
Yes.
Okay. We don't have an account for you, ma'am. Are you sure you never ordered any kind of product offline?
Well, I've ordered stuff from Amazon.
Okay, what did you order, ma'am? Did you order a trial?
A trial?
Of some weight loss or something like that, ma'am? Or some
CBD
oil?
No, nope.
Okay, that's what we sell, ma'am, and we don't have an account for you at all. And you don't know the name of the name you're giving me is nothing that we have.
Well, that's weird.
Yes, ma'am. You can call your bank to see if they have an alternate number.
All right.
Sure your husband didn't go online, maybe order some melanin.
No, I don't.
Or CBD.
I don't have a husband.
Okay. I would call your bank to see if they have a different phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thanks.